We regard the Gambian embassy as Gambian-owned, and because the person at the helm of affairs in the Gambia has made it his duty to make life miserable for every Gambian, has threatened those in the diaspora, telling us that if we ever dare set foot in the Gambia, we will be making a lethal mistake. And we have tried to engage him in every manner possible. Some people have left their good jobs here to try to be part of his regime to see if they can influence change from within. And most of those people were met with imprisonment, harassment, their travel documents seized. And we thought that we need to step up our advocacy for change in the Gambia.
The Gambian Minister for Presidential Affairs has accused the United States and United Kingdom of sponsoring a series of attempts to overthrow President Yahya Jammeh. Is your group involved in any attempts to overthrow President Yahya Jammeh?
Those are statements of a delusional government and those hangers-on, those enablers in that regime. We are not involved in overthrowing any regime. What we're engaged in is seeing change in the Gambia. It has been 19 years since Yahya Jammeh came on board as president. He made many promises, none of which have come to light. There is no transparency. There is no accountability. There is no freedom of press. Press houses are torched to the ground. Reporters are imprisoned. We can take the recent case of Ms. Fatou Camara. These people have done nothing to warrant their arrests, their media houses being burned down or closed indefinitely, and the journalists threatened, and in most cases imprisoned or exiled, or they run away for their lives. These are statements of a delusional guy, and there is no truth to what he's saying as far as we're concerned. We are a group whose interest it is to make sure that the opportunities that obtain for developing countries through the partnerships that we make, such as being part of the Commonwealth, that the Gambia receives it. Yahya Jammeh is trying to keep those kinds of opportunities from Gambian people.
Well, you mentioned Ms. Fatou Camara. I understand that just as recent as last month or August this year, that she was a public relations chief for Yahya Jammeh. But the government now has charged her with sedition for, quote, publishing false information with the intent to tarnish the image of President Jammeh. What do you make of that?
Well, it's nothing new. It's something that he has done and tried on several occasions on many other journalists. Yahya Jammeh, somebody passing information to anybody doesn't tarnish Yahya Jammeh's image. He has tarnished his image himself by making claims to being able to cure AIDS and tuberculosis and epilepsy and all sorts of things.